This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Ephesians 1, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. What a blessing it is to read this prayer of the Apostle Paul. He asks that God will open or enlighten the eyes of our hearts. Why? That we may know him better, have the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and know the hope of all that God promises to us. With hearts open to the wonder of all that God has done, we are empowered by his Spirit to live faithfully for him as Jesus did. When we are open to God's working in and through our lives, we are like a blank page on which he writes his poetry, an empty canvas on which he works his artistry, softened clay with which he molds his vessel. Perhaps the right combination is open-heartedness and single-mindedness, our heart and mind equally devoted to the God of infinite wisdom. William Henry Temple Gardner, a missionary to Cairo, Egypt, prayed as a young student, "Come in, Jesus, and make me brave, retiring, humble, hardy, large-hearted, strenuous, pure, and loving." And then at home briefly in Scotland, he stood on a windswept seawall and asked God to make him calm, pure, fresh, fragrant, open, and spacious as the sea. Lent is a good time to have hearts open and illuminated to all that our Lord has done, all that he can do in our lives, and all that we can look forward to in sure hope.
The Today Devotional is made available by Reframe Media in print, online, or as a daily email. Sign up at thisistoday.com.